For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. A Missouri prosecutor has filed a motion asking a judge to exonerate a man who's been imprisoned for 4 decades for a triple murder that she and many others do not believe he committed. The motion was filed Saturday and made public yesterday. It stems from a new law that gives local prosecutors the authority to ask judges to exonerate prisoners they believe are innocent. Members of the team that prosecuted Kevin Strickland, federal prosecutors in the Western District of Missouri, Jackson County's presiding judge, Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas, and some Republican members of the Missouri legislature have all said that Strickland should be released. Lawyers for Missouri residents who had their federal unemployment benefits cut when Governor Mike Parson pulled out of programs in June are asking a court for reinstatement with back pay. The Kansas City Star reports that a hearing yesterday in Cole County Circuit Court occurred a week before enhanced benefits, which added hundreds of dollars to unemployment checks for Americans during the COVID-19 pandemic, were set to end for the rest of the nation. A lawsuit filed earlier this month asks Judge John Beadham to rule that Missouri's early withdrawal was unlawful. Lawyers are trying to get unemployment benefits paid retroactively. A graphic showing the numbers of COVID-19 inpatients on Friday at a Springfield hospital who are vaccinated versus those that are unvaccinated is being widely circulated on social media. Michelle Skaliski has more.
Cox Health President and CEO Steve Edwards posted the health system's graphic Friday on Twitter. It depicts COVID inpatients using circles. Those unvaccinated are blue circles, and those vaccinated are orange circles. He says it's hard to express what hospitals are seeing as they deal with an influx of largely unvaccinated COVID-19 inpatients.
When we look at numbers of 130 admitted and 120 are unvaccinated, or 48 ICU patients and 47 unvaccinated, or 30 patients on ventilators and every single one of them unvaccinated, the lesson's starkly clear that vaccinations help and are important.
The patients depicted in the graphic were Cox Health inpatients, with COVID-19 being the main reason they were admitted. I'm Michelle Skaliski.
Two of Missouri's largest jurisdictions have approved extensions of their mask mandates as COVID-19 continues to cause a big spike in cases and hospitalizations. St. Louis aldermen yesterday approved an extension of the city's indoor mask mandate at the request of Mayor Tashara Jones. The order that began July 26th is now extended through September 29th. Meanwhile, the Jackson County Legislature voted to extend the public health order that would have expired September 7th. The order extends the county's mask mandate to October 7th. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.